Shit. All right, motherfuckers, welcome to the Gradient Podcast.
Hot damn.
It's the 23rd of February on a lovely gray Dean Saturday afternoon.
Gay.
Can't say that. It's not what? Politically correct.
What? It's not PC? You can't say gay anymore?
No, we're good.
We
can say gay.
We can say gay?
We just knocked out a whole block of audience.
No, sorry, I'll get it back. It's if you use the F word, you knock out a whole audience.
Oh, yeah, that's the... Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has to be the F word, right?
Yeah.
Do you wonder... Do you ever wonder if that would be, like, normalized, like the N word? Well, not normalized, but it's not normalized, but, like,
no,
you know, people would use it, like...
What? There are some...
Yeah.
If you look in shows in the past, they use it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
shit.
But, yeah, no, I would say that... No, like, just, like, there are people... Just like there are black people who will, like, regularly use the N-word, there are also, like, gay people who will regularly use the F-word.
Yeah, because I've seen gay people use the F-word.
My dad used the F-word.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Interesting. Because how a word can be oppressive to certain groups.
We're just talking about that.
No.
And then
the
just,
weight of words.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
The weight
exactly
of words.
Exactly what we were talking about before.
Yep.
But now, in that case,
mm-hmm.
what do we do about
that? I don't know.
It's a weird...
And it's weird how certain words can be used by one community, and it can be, like, empowering, and then the same word can be used by a different community, and it's derogatory.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking about if it'll be normalized in the future,
I don't know. No.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, not like
the way things are heading now.
Yeah.
We're starting to edit a lot of things. People are always having to go back and retrace. Kevin Hart couldn't host the Oscars because of that, so I don't think so.
Yeah.
We're saying it as a joke.
What did you say? I don't remember.
I don't know what he said. He just used some not nice language.
Here, hold on. I'll
look it up. And now there's no Oscars host, period, because of that.
Just because of what he said?
I think the Muppets should have hosted the Oscars.
The Muppets?
Hell yeah. It'd be fucking hilarious.
That would have been the ultimate twist.
Right?
That'd be freaking...
That'd be hilarious.
That would be great.
You guys ever fucking watch the Muppet Show?
It would make the Oscars
childhood.
So much more interesting than it ever has been.
It would be hilarious. But, like, can you imagine the Muppets being able to be, like, to make, like, political, like, jokes and, like, cater to adult humor?
They've already been doing it for a cent.
Just, and, but now, like, go for it. They would have so much fun.
Yeah, I think.
All right, let's
I would not appreciate that.
You wouldn't?
Kevin? No.
Why?
Dude, you can close and open that.
I do not like mixing my entertainment with my politics. I just want a fun time.
What about satire, without any
jabs. That's bullshit. Different. I just want a fun time. I'm watching the Oscars. I don't want any political stances or jabs.
But would you say that media is just entertainment? Or
no.
Would you say that it makes political and social commentary?
It does, and that's my biggest gripe. It depends. There has to be a balance. I'm not saying that. I'm not sure really what I'm saying. I don't mix business with pleasure. I don't want them to be such like low jabs. Like I don't like the jabs. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. But what about like
I understand stances and things like that.
Yeah.
That makes sense, you know. Honestly, I would like to see a lot more like conservative media, period. Like, think about how
what do you mean more conservative media?
Left leaning, like, it's like more left. I feel
left.
Like.
I mean, right?
Right.
No, I feel like there's so many more left leaning stories that we see all the time rather than things that happen in the middle of America. Like, I have no idea what goes on.
I
want to
find one. Yeah. I mean, it is.
Like, setups, you know, start. Everything's always in LA, New York, down or Florida, like on the coast where the water is. I would like to hear more stories in middle of nowhere.
Mm. Like Montana or some shit.
Yeah. Montana. Sure. Nebraska or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, that's me. I think trailing off here. I don't even know where I started.
I'm sorry, that's the weight of words.
Yeah. That means. That's true. And that's true. That connects, that still connects back to, you know, like if the Muppets are taking jabs towards, I don't know, Republicans, then what are the kids going to think? Huh. Propaganda.
But I'm pretty sure the Muppets would do on both sides. Like they wouldn't just single out Republicans.
I don't know. That seems to be the trend these days. But what I'm, I don't know. I don't know anything about the Muppets, actually. I'm more of a Sesame Street guy. So.
Did anyone ever imagine the Sesame Street characters, like, fully just cursing and talking shit? Come on, that'd be hilarious. That would be funny as hell. Like, you see Oscar being, like, a dope fiend or something.
God damn it.
Big Bird, a pimp.
I've seen plenty of animations on that already.
Oh, I don't know if I
like Bert and Ernie. Just like
yeah,
being like
I have
gangbangers
one and I'm done.
Or something.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I feel like if instead of onions, they had had little fruit preserves. Oh, I know you don't like fruit. But like, I don't know. I find that like fruit and cheese go really well together.
Oh, for the listeners out there, we're just like chowing down on some food.
Who's we? Not me.
All right. Everyone else except for Ray.
Because I told everybody that gorgonzola onion bites would lead to nasty.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, okay. Alright, I know that I'm late, but I pulled up the old tweets from...
The Kevin Hart one?
From Kevin Hart. Yes. I hadn't seen.
I don't know what he actually said.
I'm about to tell you. I'm about to tell you. If my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say, stop, that's gay.
Yeah. That's it?
I think there's more.
Wait, oh no. I don't know these people. Why does Damien DW profile pic look like a gay billboard for AIDS? Boom, I'm on fire tonight. Why does Wayne 215 have so many pictures of me in his phone? What are you, some type of fat fag that takes pics of small black men all day? Suki, leave him alone and lay down. Come on.
Yeah, it looks like he has some type of beef.
But my thing is too, like...
Hold on,
he's
gone.
Huh?
It keeps going. There's more?
Okay.
Suki.
Shit, lay down.
Dwayne Official, why should you ask the question like this? How many gay men sweat when they don't wear dress suits because real men don't? LMOPS fag.
Oh, man.
He didn't even try to be...
Also...
funny.
Yeah, he's just being outward, like...
One of my biggest fears is my son growing up and being gay. That's a fear. Keep in mind, I'm not homophobic. Be happy. Do what you want. But me, as a heterosexual male, if I can prevent my son from being gay, I will.
Like wait, but like, he just contradicted himself in that one post.
Like, he's like, I'm not homophobic, but if there's a but, you're homophobic. Like,
yeah, but if I can stop my son from being gay, I will.
Read the beginning of it.
I don't
want one of my biggest fears.
Stop right there. One of my biggest fears. One of my biggest fears. What does that tell you? All right. And then the rest of the post.
Yeah.
I'm not racist, but.
Yeah.
You say some racist dumb shit?
Yeah.
Are you stupid?
One of my biggest fears about adopting a kid is that the adoption agency will give me a black kid. I'm not racist, but.
One of my biggest fears.
That's not the kid I want.
Like, you can't just say, before you say something, like, racist or arrogant or, like just stupid, you can't put a butt in front of it.
There's
or,
a
like,
butt.
A contradicting thing and then say it. It doesn't make it that you're not. It just, like, points out that you are.
I don't
like,
want to sound like an asshole, but fuck you.
See?
Yeah. I mean, and, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they're... I don't want to say there's a way that this can sound good. I can say, as someone who's never had to deal with gay issues, I'm afraid that if I had a gay son that they would have to face a lot of hate and prejudice. Like, there's ways to be like, I'm worried about the, you know, I'm not worried about actually them being gay, but I'm worried about other people's interaction with them. Like, I don't want my son to be targeted more because he's gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? But in that case, maybe put your efforts into making the world a better place.
Yeah.
Instead of perpetuating this idea. Like, there was a freaking, even today when I was on, Facebook, there came out a study that looked at teen suicide and found out that 1 in 4 teens that commit suicide are gay, trans youth.
Mm-hmm.
And in response, Utah, which still has conversion therapy, argued that their conversion therapy is to stop kids from being gay because it prevents suicide. Like, oh, if they're not gay, they won't commit suicide. Yeah. It's like, no, it's not.
It's not about...
You're still, like...
Because there are plenty of gay people who haven't committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And also, so like conversion therapy has been seen to, like...
It's...
To have, like, to traumatize people. It's not a healthy thing. You're literally using negative reinforcement mm-hmm. in the worst possible way.
Can you turn the volume a little bit?
I'm
deaf. But yeah.
I think mm-hmm. that Kevin Hart just didn't want his son to be gay because he didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah. You know?
As a father or just in general? Like, he just doesn't want to deal. Like, he doesn't know. Because, I mean, in a way, too, it's probably going to affect with how he interacts with his son because he can't talk about going on dates with girls, having sex with girls, So it's like he's got, like, there's something else that he can't connect with his son with.
There's also a thing where he can, like, try to connect with his son. That you can be, but just because you don't know about it doesn't mean you can't, like, try to, like, connect with someone. It's like, you don't like this, then I'm not even going to try to be friends or with you or have a conversation with you because I don't know anything about it. Like, you could still learn and be influential to your son in a different way. Like, just because you have this idea that he was going to be with a woman doesn't mean that can't change. Like, I feel like a lot of the times parents do this thing where they have this dream, this aspiration, this thought of what their kids will become or what they're going to do in their life, and then that doesn't turn out the way they want. And then they completely, like, alienate their kid or make them feel like shit because they didn't become what you wanted them to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just...
Yeah. And then you wonder why they're mad at you all the time.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on. Yeah. I don't want to... I'm going to move the bag away from the mic.
Maybe it's just culture.
Yeah, it could be culture.
But, like, that's the thing, too, is, like, what we were saying earlier, too, about, you know, okay, how far back do we go to look at people's mistakes, and how much do we judge people for their past mistakes?
Yeah.
And it's about how they deal with them now. What did Kevin Hart do... Now he apologized, but he also was like, that was me, that was old me, this is me now, I don't need to apologize anymore, like, I'm done, you know. Could he have reached out to people in the community? Could he have tried to do something to actually like show that he learned something from it? Like, I think he could have handled it in a way that he didn't lose his.
But I also feel like realizing that was like an inappropriate or dumb thing that you did in the past, that should be enough. Like, if he was, like, defending himself, like, like, that's a dip. Sorry, people that have listening and just tried to disrupt everything.
She's trying to scale
the walls.
Trying to break out.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But also, like,
I don't know, I also, like, with that thing, it's just, like,
yeah,
we shouldn't tell him how to apologize. We shouldn't tell him how to, like, he will apologize and make his amends in the way that he sees fit, and if we don't see it as that's not enough, then that's something we have to deal with ourselves, you know? Like, in order for us to make it okay, I think it was okay for your apology, you need to apologize this way.
Yeah, but I mean, yes, right? Like, at some point, we gotta be able to take people who are, but, like, I think that my biggest thing is, like, how do we know that people are genuinely sorry versus just saying sorry so that they can get their shit back.
Yeah, just because of all the backlash. And they're just it's not a genuine apology.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, you also can't connect genuine apology with the way you want people to apologize.
Yeah. So how do we as a public judge something as genuine or
but
not?
But then again, too, it's right? like there you can't please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So even though, let's just say, who can give a charity, we can just give money to a charity or something like that, to some cause, right? And be like, oh, okay, he gave money to a bunch of charity. That someone can also claim that he's just doing that just to shut people up.
Yeah.
But then there's also those people that give these long, like, written speeches that pour their heart out on, like, the podium and how they're so sorry.
Yeah,
but then it's just like, they're just doing that to please a large majority of people.
Yeah.
Because then I could see that and be like, that's completely bullshit. Mm-hmm. You're just doing that to gain people's respect back. You know? Like,
yeah.
So there's... Like, if people apologize for the shitty stuff that they do in the past, like, they gotta do it on their own way because they can't...
Because everyone. Yeah. And the other thing that, like, we had been talking about earlier was as far as, like, politicians go, right? But the things with the politicians, that was like, you know, these are 50, 60-year-old men, and we're talking about stuff that happened when they were in their teens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when Kevin Hart said those things, it was, like, it was less than 10 years ago. He was on, like, it wasn't, like, a high school where, oh, everyone thought the same exact things, and that's why no one was calling him out. And it was on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that other people, you know that gay people were like, dude, that's homophobic, you can't. Like, you know he was getting called out. So why did it take him until... No?
I mean, it's definitely possible, but different time and who, you know, I don't know. That's not his audience, I guess, in a way. Especially 10 years ago. I didn't really know about Kevin Hart 10 years ago.
Yeah, but then there's also the thing where Ray said to me when I first, like, made my Twitter. It's just, like, Twitter's literally a dumping ground for people to say whatever and...
Yeah.
And went to say whatever, whenever, and however they want to.
And other people can respond to that in the same fashion, though. Like, anyone can call you out on what you say on Twitter.
Yeah.
This is
true.
But of all of those replies, are you even going to see it?
Yeah.
You know, you're getting 100 replies a minute. Yeah.
But, like... In 2009, we knew it wasn't okay to say the word, like, fag.
True.
Right?
What I'm saying.
Like, that's not something new. Like, it's not like there have been decades separating this instance and, oh, I was a kid, I didn't know any better. Like,
what I'm saying is, you're not going to learn your lesson on Twitter.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what
not.
I'm saying. You know? Yeah. Like, no matter if someone replied to him or not, he's not going to.
And I'm not justifying what he did either, but it's just like, that was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
he needs to, know that there are consequences for what he puts out there, but it's just like, I guess that's the thing, you can't stop people from putting that stuff out there. It's just like, you can do it all you want, but you're going to get repercussions for it, especially and now that you're a big celebrity and have all this
influence.
viewings and influence.
Yeah.
Why does there have to be a punishment for things that are said? Now, so that, what I'm saying is, why...
But why does everything have to be taken to heart?
For there to be an Oscars host, why do they have to be a perfect person and not have said anything?
Yeah.
And why do we have to go through old posts and years and try to dig up old things that people said 10, 15 years ago, pinning against them now, and then punish them for it, even though it's...
If
you don't, you know, like, why do you have to say it's not your decision, I guess, who's the host or not? If you don't like the host, don't watch the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're gonna choose the people that you like.
That's like taking away people's like freedom of speech or freedom of anything.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, that's another thing when it comes to, because it's like, if you're getting all this backlash from things that you've said in the past or some things that you've said in the present time, then it's like, what's the point in me having this platform to say what I want to say?
Well, I would say that on Twitter you can say whatever you want, but. As far as, like Ray, what you were saying with, like, if you don't want to listen to that person, don't watch them. Think about the Oscars from a, wow, people aren't going to want to listen to this people. We're going to lose viewers.
Yeah.
And it's totally up to corporation. Like, that's not freedom of speech. That's who's hiring you. That's who's paying you.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want. Yeah, but
exactly.
Are you going to be risking affiliations with companies?
Because then what are we going to have? Mm-hmm. We're going to have people saying things that we want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And still being the same exact person.
Yeah.
And then nothing is going to be genuine.
I mean, I think it also brings up that and a push for people being more responsible for what they say, because with this situation, it's like you could fuck your money up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the connections that you have, and it's just like, okay, if you say the wrong thing, people can just cut you out. People get cut out of endorsement deals all the time because of the things that they have said or have done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's just that people, when you reach a certain status, you gotta just be very aware of what you say and what you do. And be responsible for it.
They hire people. They hire PR people to do that for them, you know, to be that second person that's like, hey, no, you know what? That's a bad idea because of your image.
And what sucks is, like, celebrities, your words are your money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that completely sucks about being in a high platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That's something that I do notice about social media, and that's why I haven't really been interested or wanting to be on it, because at this point, all I see anymore are celebrities and sponsorships. It's just like, it's not your community. It's, you're literally looking to the, like, people that have higher platform than you, and it's just like, but you look at their pages, and it's just like, it's not really them. They're paid to post that stuff. They're paid to put that information out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're told what and what they can and what they cannot put up there. And I unfollow many celebrities for that reason, because I'm like, I don't feel like listening or looking into your not fake life, but like what is the word? Like the front of a building. What is that called?
Oh.
Facade.
Yeah.
Or like the billboard for your.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I don't.
Mhm. If you wanted to hear about freaking Spotify, you'd follow Spotify on Instagram, not a person.
Yeah.
You know.
I just.
And I mean,
I am also, you know, at the same token, I don't think people should be necessarily punished for, you know, things. I guess, I mean, it's weird because it's just how it's going to work regardless.
Yeah. Well,
if you don't have the mass opinion and you're not saying what everybody wants to hear, you know, you're not going to be a popular person. And you're not going to get the popular rules. That's how it works.
Good.
And that brings another point, too, because it's like, could you separate the person from
their work?
Their work, or, you know, the person from their behavior? Like, what? Mm-hmm.
I wish we
what
can.
What line does that, you know, what, how do you go about doing it? Because it's like, okay, does a person make up the behavior? Behavior make up the person? Like, what you do, does that define you? Or you define yourself, but then you still act out on who you are as a person.
Like, is Kevin Hart homophobic because he says homophobic things? Or does he say homophobic things because he's homophobic?
I think that's another thing. It's just like, when people say that you're confident in, like, yourself, it's not because of what people project onto you. It's not people's opinions. It's not anyone's idea of you that makes you. It's what you, like, who you are, like,
But
as a person. Because I mean, I could sometimes say it's the stupidest fucking shit, but, like, in my mind, I'm trying to say it in a completely different way, but what comes out of my mouth comes out completely wrong and sometimes offensive. And what you mean and what you say are completely different things. And what you say is what people are going to listen to and portray you as, but they're not gonna really, you know, like, they're not gonna see what you actually meant by what you're saying.
Yeah, I want to go, go back to, like, the whole, like, should people be, like, punished for their opinions thing and, like, the popular opinion. I think that, like, at least, like, the media that we see, like, because also consider just the outlets that we look to, you know, like NPR, Pod Save America, like, the Facebook things. Like, we bottleneck ourselves just by what we think is interesting and just by what we think is legitimate. So when you say, you know, everyone has the same opinion, maybe it's just because you're, look, like, you could go and you could listen to Fox News and you could listen to, like, you could go and you could find news and podcasts from, like, Middle America, from Backroads, and you can see what they're saying. They're not being limited. There are sponsors, there are money, but, like, that's the thing, is that corporations have just as much freedom of speech as we do now. So if you don't match your corporation's freedom of speech, they have the freedom to let you go. Like, that's, it's not like a punishment. That's them, you know, like, why should, you can flip it around and say, why should a company be punished because they couldn't detach themselves from a celebrity? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Above all, though, and when like, I don't care what he, I really don't care about what he said. And I do understand that it's going to hurt people's feelings. Mm-hmm. I understand that people don't care.
Yeah.
Above all, we all know that Kevin Hart is a real. Like, you know, like, he's like, I said this. Mm-hmm. I think this was genuine about the whole story. That we not, I mean, above all, like, at least he's an asshole, but at least, like, you know, he's an asshole kind of thing.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. No, that's not, I'm trying to excuse what he said, but
there's nothing wrong with speaking your mind.
It's better than...
Well, there's nothing wrong with people responding to you in, like you were saying, you know, like, what you say, what you put out there. People are going to take that, and now it's...
I much prefer that than people knowing that, or being fooled or being let alone.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's just like, at this point, that's why I don't... listen, that's why I'm like not on social media as much. That's why I just don't care, because you know, it all it is opinions that are being put out there, and none of it is fact, and whatever is fact I'll listen to, and it's just, I'm not gonna not waste my time, but like, I'm not gonna get upset about something that someone said about something that's out there. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Do you guys get what I'm saying?
I'm saying you have no use for social media, period.
Yeah, like, it's just, that's it. People's opinions are being thrown everywhere, and it's just, I'm not gonna waste my time and get upset for people's opinions. You know, they could say it. That's the point of opinions. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to entertain it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like as easy as unblocking, unfollowing, all that stuff. And I feel like you have that freedom to just get yourself out of whatever toxic crap that you don't. One listen to.
I feel like, if you're going to be going to blocking people for their opinions on social media, then you shouldn't be on social media, period.
Yeah.
If you can't handle a 360 viewpoint.
Because
now they're becoming narrow-minded, and that's all you're seeing.
Okay, see? There we go. That's not what I was trying to say.
No, he said that. He was just saying, as far as, like, in general, if someone who wants to unblock people just off the mere fact them having a separate opinion from their own, then that's not really help. You know, that's, you don't, and I see exactly where you're coming from with that, because you don't grow from that.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't stomach other people's opinions... Mm-hmm. And you just only want to listen to people who share the same views and opinions of your own, then it's just like you stay in this bubble, and you don't get outside that bubble.
And I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm just talking about, I unblock and follow whatever the people that are being just blatantly offensive or just have nothing to bring to the table, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Like, if you know there's no point in instigating a conversation, why?
Exactly. Yeah. And like you said with the whole bubble thing, you can also be put into that bubble because, I'm going to bring up social media again. Mm-hmm. Facebook, I literally found out, it bubbles you into this like, category. Like, you can find it on Facebook. It's hard to find, but you can find it. And I found it. They labeled me as liberal blah, blah, blah. So all of my ads and all of my information is that they're feeding that to me because that's what I'm most looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, wow, I didn't even know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm labeled liberal something. So all of my information is mostly that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure you'll mostly find, like, LGBTQ, liberal, like, poetry, like all that stuff is, like, filtered to you.
Yeah. I mean, and that's connected just to even just your Google search. Yeah. You know, your Google search will tell you, too. If you regularly, you know, are on Fox News and... You follow the and you know, think about how many things your Google account is linked to. Yeah. So if you follow Republicans on Twitter, and if you are looking up Fox News on YouTube, and if you are doing all of those things, if you type in, you know, just straight based, you know, Trump's administration policies, it's going to show you all positive things about that because it's like, oh, this is what conservative Republicans want to see. This is what conservative Republicans click on. So we're just going to move these automatically to the top of the search bar. But on the other hand, if you watch CNN and you follow Democrats and you're always on, like, I don't know, like, LGBTQ or Black Lives Matter stuff, then, and you type in Trump administration, like, it's going to show you completely different things, because it's like, oh, this is what liberals look at, so this is what this liberal is interested in seeing.
And
it'll show you two completely different research results.
And that's what I meant when I said I unfollow, block, and get away from things like that, because I do want to see more than one point of view. Like, I don't want to be pigeonholed into what social media is giving me. And something that one of my sociology professors, like, told us, it's just like, anything that is fed to you, anything that is given to you, do not believe it. Go and do your own research. Because what's being given to you, that can't, that's just
It's just a matter of opinion.
And, like, I think that's why, too, like, when it comes to social media stuff and news, and I know that I when you're in it, it, you fall into the hole of it no matter what, but the, oftentimes the things that I try to post and, like, reblog or talk about are things directly, so it's not somebody's article that they got from an NBC, like, I just followed the NBC network, and I share their original news articles, or, and that's not people that happen to pop up on my feed, those are pages that I specifically looked for, because I try to go and I try to find which news, like, sites, like, I researched the different news bases, and, like, went, okay, you know, I don't want to follow CNN, I don't want to follow Fox News, because they're just different sides of the same exact coin. Like, I want to follow the people in the middle. So that's, like, that was, I mean, and that doesn't stop you from following the whole, but I think it prevents that kind of mentality, you know, or, like, going to news, like, news and fact-checking places that aren't affiliated with one politic or another. They're just fact-checking, you know? But, like I said, like, it doesn't stop you from falling in that hole and from, you know.
Yeah.
With the punishment stuff, though, I think this, like, I still think it's, it could be a little harsh, but it's, like, at the safety of a company or a corporation, they're definitely going to take, they'll rather take that loss of, you know, cutting someone out of hosting the Grammys or just say face.
He was never cut.
Yeah.
It was public pressure. I mean, in a way it was, because then he was like, oh, well, I don't want to get caught in the middle of this. I don't even, I don't need any more bad press. I'm just not going to do it. Because obviously,
well, he got a, you and he people got a, don't want he, me to do this. He got a call from them saying that we don't want you to do it.
That's crazy.
You know?
Because all the bad press.
Because all the bad press and the, yeah.
That's wild. Oops. Sorry. My bad. I guess I should have deleted it. Like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's this, like, going digging in people's past.
Yeah.
Stuff is pretty, it's pretty wild. Because it's like, you're going to find something. Yeah. I mean, every no one's perfect. You know what I'm saying?
What do you want?
It's like, so it's like, why? Why bother going, if this person is, you, if it got, if it took you to what, how, who this person is at the moment to actually consider this person, why are you constant, why are you worried about what they did in the past so much? You inflate the past, completely discounting where they're at the present time. Just like how, with the whole Liam Neeson issue too, where he was talking about his friend that got raped, said that she was raped by a black man. So what he did was he went out, he said, like, looking for this person, but he was just like saying, like, if basically in a way he was like, if a black person is going to fuck with me, he was like, then I'm gonna beat that person to a pulp because he's a black person. Was that racist? Of course it was. Because you're just going around looking, you know, just hoping that you're just going to go into a black neighborhood or whatever.
And is that, find that.
And just hope.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah. He said that he went around in, like, a black neighborhood or something. Waiting for, you know, just walking around hoping, like, someone was going to, like,
start
some shit with him.
Well, I know that, but did he want it to be a black person?
Is
that
because his friend who said that she got raped said that it was a black guy.
Yeah.
So then it was. He didn't want it to be. It already was. You know what I mean?
Well, was, but he just wanted, like, a black person. Like, he just wanted someone to beat up that was black.
Oh, I see.
So he can take out his rage on this black person, oh, I see what you're even saying. Though it's not the person that raped his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. I thought
you're being, I guess, prejudiced in a way? Not really, but...
Yeah, that's...
Closest...
Yeah.
Term.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about this.
Yeah, because they asked him a question as far as, like, how do you get in a character like that when it comes to... Or because you know how Liam Neeson recently has been playing the same guy.
Oh, yeah.
For, like, for father, however long. Yeah,
guy's so daughter's wife, cousin, yeah,
somebody
sister,
gets killed. My you know, someone in my family got murked. So it's just like, I gotta do my due diligence and get some revenge. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, he says that he thinks back to... that incident where his friend was raped. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a bunch of other people who were just like saying, like, well, if that's the case, if you're gonna run or walk around in a black neighborhood just hoping that, mm-hmm. you know, as a black dude, I can claim, like, I think Charlamagne Tha God was just like, you know, he pulled out Emmett Till. He was just like, I claim that it probably wasn't even a black guy. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, a lot of people gave him a lot of shit for that. I mean, but again, that was... I don't know if he should have, if that was the right platform to even disclose that information. I'm like, I'm like, I'm sitting back and I'm just like, why would he talk about that? He could just make it very, very vague. And just be like, look, like,
my friend got hurt.
I knew he was from this neighborhood. So I went, like, I was just, and I wondered too, if it's one of those things, like, not trying to like excuse it, but I wonder if it was one of those things too, where like when something traumatizing happens to someone that you care about, of course you have reactions to that, and you might go out and be looking for anyone to start something with.
Exactly.
It's like one of those things where it's like, was, and like, we all have those thoughts in our head where we're like, oh, like, I want to go, or we have like those subconscious thoughts in our head. It's like, I'm going to go do this thing and take it out this way. Like, you know, like people, you know, you ask them like, okay, why did you go out there? Why did you do that? What were you looking for? And they're like, I guess I was just looking for someone else to hurt. Mm-hmm.
To reject that,
like,
pain.
Yeah, like, how do we judge subconscious reactions to traumatic conscious decisions? Mm-hmm. I guess you could say.
Mm. Well, I think no matter what the skin color, if it was an Asian guy. Asian, mm-hmm. you know, insert racist Asian lines here, or mm-hmm. white, you know, Spanish guy, insert whether it was Spanish, mm-hmm. Asian, or whatever. Yeah. I think that's what he was thinking. Like, just thinking, like, well, I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking, to be honest.
Yeah, because, I mean, my thing is,
you know, like, when we get mad, we're gonna think the worst things.
Yeah.
I hate the worst out of certain people, I guess.
There are people that get messed up by a parent, and they have issues with that entire gender for the rest of their lives. You know? Yeah.
No matter who it is.
Yeah, my mom beat me, so I'm always mad at... That doesn't make it, like... It makes it understandable, but, like, understandable as in, like, okay, we know why this is happening, now fix it. Just because one person messed you up when you were little doesn't mean that you can take your anger out on people that you've never met before.
Yeah.
You know?
Agree. Yeah, because it's just like you're putting all these... You're canceling out... everybody else who is not that person that you're you're mad at, who your source of your trauma is, your source of your anger is, you're cutting out everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, and I've remembered that there's this term that's out here. It's called this concept called cancel culture, where it's just like what we were talking about in a bit of it, where it's just like someone who has a different opinion, you just cancel them out. Like, if they don't go against, if they're going against if they're going against the culture, or they're going against a certain idea, then those people of that idea will cancel that person out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they don't want to, because they're so set on their opinion and on like what they think about this certain thing, mm-hmm. that if someone new comes in, they're completely like, no, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. they don't accept any.
Yeah, you know, or it's like, if someone does something wrong, for example, or says something wrong, they're just like, look, this dude is completely exiled.
Yeah.
Like, no one...
Yeah, you stop
communicating with them. You stop buying their product. Like, the whole thing with Gucci. When they made, like, that blackface
thing.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And then it's just, like, all of a sudden, a bunch of people is just like, oh, boycott Gucci, mm-hmm. boycott Gucci. And then you had Floyd Mayweather and somebody else was just like, I'm still gonna buy Gucci, because it's just like, regardless of what Gucci mm-hmm. was doing, as far as like what it looked like it was mm-hmm. doing, you're still going to finance like what Gucci is portraying, mm-hmm. as far as like they're still doing blackface, so you know how detrimental that is to the black community. And then mm-hmm. Floyd Mayweather, as a person of influence and a person who's made like millions mm-hmm. of dollars, billions, is still financing Gucci, is almost like a slap in the face to the black community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, then they cancel him out.
Yeah.
Because I think T.I. made a song in response to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
Whatever.
No, I had a...
Let me look it up.
I think it's number one on Hot New Hip Hop, actually.
It's called, like, Fuck Nigga or something, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Nice, open.
Well, I don't remember if that's what it's called.
Hold on.
That's it.
It's called Fuck Nigga?
Mm.
Yeah.
It has him on the front. Oh, he was wearing it.
Yeah.
That's why.
No, I think they photoshopped it.
Oh, okay.
Fuckface. I look up fuckface.
There you go.
Fuckface.
Oh, what was... Crap.
So now he's beat. Now no one's going to watch another Mayweather fight. Look at that. You know, said something crazy, and now he's beat.
Yeah. He says something against it, you know, something that, you know, the general public mm-hmm. don't get with. It's canceled.
Done. Cut. Fired.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Almost mob mentality, like. But it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, how does...
Business.
Yeah. I mean, and I've thought about... This is something, too, that I've thought about. And the fact is, I don't remember when or how it first came up, but, like, the place that shame has in our culture and how it shapes what we, like, believe and perceive. You know, it's one of those things where, on one hand, you know, people, like, that... What was it? But like that shame can be used to, of course, like it can be used very negatively in the fact where it, you know, like suppresses people and communities and, but on the same hand, right? Like public shame allows us to call out people who have like Nazi flags and be like, what is wrong with you? What are you doing with that? Like that, like whether or not like shame has a place in culture and it. If it can be used in a healthy way, you know, like can shame be used to protect minorities in a way, like if someone's coming after a minority person, you know, like if someone's coming after me as a gay person, that other people can use shame to be like, I'm sorry, what are you doing? That woman is just trying to have lunch, leave the business, you know?
I think there was like, what was that? It happened at Starbucks
mm-hmm.
a while back. You guys know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. And, like, every single store in America had to do, like, training for one person's freak out. I think the two black got arrested because they thought someone called them out on loitering or something like that. And they were just waiting for somebody. Sorry, you can't be here. You can't sit here. You can't wait here.
Mm-hmm.
And they refused to leave, got arrested. Starbucks employee called the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't buy, I don't think they bought anything, right? They were just inside, just waiting, right? Did they buy?
I completely forget.
Maybe. I don't think they did, but if they did, some time had passed, at least.
Yeah.
Can I just bring up the shame monster from Big Mouth?
What?
Intermission.
Do you not know that?
No, wait.
You don't know the shame one?
Hold on.
is on your forehead?
The shame monster.
You've never seen, oh my god. I think it's in season 2, that's why.
Shame wizard?
Oh, yeah.
Shame wizard.
Hold on.
Shame. Who's ready for Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it's in Philadelphia. Yeah. For $1 each. Two black men arrested at Starbucks settled with Philadelphia for $1 each.
Good on them for not taking the huge amount of money they probably could have gotten.
Yeah.
Tell me, how do you think humankind would look on repentance of your every lurid sin? Running carefully as you please, tits and willies to the breeze, indulging every hedonistic whim. Would you be happier? Maybe yes. But heavens, what a mess as you lie, cheat, scam, and screw. That's why I'm here to steer you right and to shine a naked light on all the horrid things you do and fill you with shame. Making life just a little bit light. A healthy dose of sweet self-loathing shame. This one is embarrassed that his balls have yet to drop, and this one is a scheming little perv. This one's going batty because she split up mum and daddy, and it's a punishment she's certain she deserves. Let's see, this one's a bedwetter, and that one's a dry humper, and this one is a lonely little queer. Now, I hate to be a bummer, but my dear, I've got your number, and I'll whisper it forever in your ear. Bringing the shame, shame. You've got no one but yourself to blame.
Oh, and that was brought to you by Netflix. Oh, Big Lord. Mouth. We do not own any rights to that song.
Yeah.
Nope.
I hope this gets taken down.
Shame.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh my god. That's a funny show though.
Word.
The first season I liked a lot. I gotta jump back on to season 2. I fell off for a while.
I'm still waiting for the next season of, was it Disenchanted? Some of the guys that did Futurama worked with Netflix for Disenchanted.
Do it. The creator of Simpsons.
Futurama. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would love to watch that.
It's funny.
But I'm terrible with commitment.
Yeah. But like with comedy,
the one getting married.
Oh,
there's
no.
The man that's getting married.
That's true.
Also says he has quarrels with
commitment.
I gotta commit myself to a couch for 1 hour. That's a lot.
You commit yourself to a person for the rest of your life. That's
you easy. Bastard!
You bastard!
That's easy. Watching a show, that's hard.
That.
It's freaking hard. I gotta stay still.
Gotta stay still.
Can't move. Focus. Focus.
Yeah. At least if I'm playing a game, I can move my thumbs. Use knowledge. Use my noggin a little bit.
Use your noggin.
I guess that can bring us up to the next episode featuring polyamory.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
Staying in one place.
Full circle, guys. We made it.
We podcasted.
Yeah. Flawless transition.
Into what's going to be on the next episode.
Dicks.
Dicks.
So many dicks.
Badges.
So many dicks and badges.
Talk,
so many combinations of dicks and badges.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Polyamory, dicks and badges.
Yeah.
We've decided to become a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Next episode coming to you from the fam.
Indeed.
That just sounded like you're jizzing. You're no longer a family.
No.
And we broke up.
Ripping this family apart.
Before we divorce.
All right, well, this is your boy, Eli. Make sure you follow the gradient or else we'll cancel your asses, too.
Dun, dun, dun.
MTV, the hood.
All right. You're see, guys.
Vile.
Right.
This is Ashley signing out to this fuckery. All
right. This has been Corinna. See y'all later.
I'm not signing off.
Do it right.
Damn it right. Damn it right.
Do it.
That's my sign off.
That's your sign off?
That's Ray Salad and being a...
Ray being like, fuck you.
Just Ray being Ray. Dickhole. Peace.
I'm signed on 24/7.